Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, hour two of the Lake Show. News Talk 830 WCCO. He was on with us a couple of months ago, and now he's back on the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. Face of Minnesota United Soccer, the goalkeeper, Dane St. Clair, is joining us. Minnesota United's having a spectacular season. Dane, always happy to have you here on the show, man. How you been?
It's been definitely a busy summer, but I've been good, and I'm happy to be back.
I got to ask this, man. It just seems like, and you, look, you're living it every single day because you're starring on the pitch, man. But it feels like the soccer season is never ending. Is this like the longest season, or am I just imagining this? It just seems like it's – because it starts in February in terms of the actual matches, and it doesn't end until October with regards to the regular season. It just seems like the season is getting a little bit longer. Am I kind of coming up with that?
No, I mean, I feel like it's always like that time. Of course, our playoffs can go as far as early December, so it kind of just depends on how far we make it. Obviously, we've been having a good regular season run, but the summer, I feel like, is always the busiest time. So because there's so many games, it makes it feel like everything's longer, where our middle of our season is like the busiest part, especially with all the games I have for Team Canada and stuff as well. So like it is pretty busy where instead of playing every, like, once a week, we're playing two or three times a week, which makes it seem like it's a lot longer because there's so many games. But, yeah, it's been a good season so far.
I was going to ask you about that before we get into specific to the Minnesota United schedule. Because of your stellar work and your national team obligations and just, you know, being a part of that, and I know that's got to be a thrill, man, to represent Canada and everything. Like, what's the best thing that you are able to do to stay in such good condition? Because I know that it's like, you know, you play a lot and you're in condition that way and you practice a lot. But is there anything extra that you do to try to make sure that you stay in a tip-top shape?
Yeah, of course. I mean, easy as massage. I think I do a lot of creative and mind work as well. But, yeah, you're always trying to see how you can recover, red light therapy, saunas. You're trying to really kind of maximize anything and everything for recovery because, yeah, you want to be at your best. You're feeling as close to your best to be able to perform when you're out there.
Yeah. All right, so, Dane, you know, when we first met, I want to say maybe, excuse me, like 3 or 4 years ago, you were an up-and-coming guy. Now you're the guy. Like, you're the face of Minnesota United Soccer. What has that like been for you? Because I know that just a couple of years ago, you're the MVP of the All-Star game. I'm sure that, you know, in terms of like around town, more people acknowledge you, more people recognize you. Just talk about what the last couple of years of success has looked like for you here in Minnesota.
Yeah, it's been good. I think our fans are lovely. And I think even someone in my position, it's kind of rare that the goalie is one of the faces of the team or the face of the team, depending on how you look at it. So having that honor is definitely something that I have a lot of take a lot of pride in, and been one of the guys that have been around for a long period of time, because we've had quite a bit of turnover with our roster, so it's been kind of nice. But I mean, I feel like almost anywhere I go, people are always saying good game or asking for a picture, which I never mind. But it's been a nice journey so far, and I think when I came to Minnesota, I didn't know anyone, and then being able to meet a lot of people through my years here has been really enjoyable.
Yeah, you've been a great asset, man, to the community. We're talking to Dane St. Clair, Minnesota United goalkeeper, here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. I love all the work that you do in the community. I love how you've supported different efforts that I've had in the community as well. You're really a great dude in that way. With that being said, you know, whenever we talk about sports teams in any league going into a season, there's always going to be expectations. There's always going to be reasonable expectations, unreal expectations, and just flat-out expectations. Like, I don't know if the Wolves can get back to being in the Western Conference Finals, but I know that they have expectations to get back there. What will the Minnesota Vikings do? I was at training camp earlier today out in Eagan. Not really sure, because J.J. McCarthy is a new quarterback that's going to get a chance to start. For you, with Minnesota United, coming into the season and looking at where you guys are right now and the type of season that you guys have had and the success you've had, did you think that it would play out this well? Because I know that you're a competitor, man. You want to win every single time you go out there. Did you think that you guys would be this good? And specifically, you brought up something I think that's unique this year, is that there's been a lot of turnover and there were a lot of questions maybe coming in terms of the personnel.
Yeah, I think last year was a really weird year in terms of getting a head coach in the middle of the year, especially after our coach had been fired at the end of last year. So we kind of didn't really know what to expect in the start of the season without a full-time head coach, and then have that started. But we did well, I think, based on the circumstances. We're able to roll with a lot of the punches. And I think in the summer around this time last year, we signed a few guys that really kind of helped us and pushed us. And we finished off the season very strong. Of course, we fell a little bit short in the playoffs than we would have liked. But I think we were optimistic going into this year because of how strong we finished. And we're going to have a full preseason with Eric, who's been great. So I think our expectations, of course, the MLS is just so difficult and so challenging, especially in the Western Conference with the amount of travel that we have. But as players, like you said, I'm a competitor. I think for us, one of the big things that we haven't had is a trophy. And we set out as players to try to get one of those this year. And unfortunately, we lost in a tournament last night, and we're knocked out of that. But we also know that we're in good standing in the Western Conference in third place right now, but only a couple points back from first. And then being in the Open Cup semifinal as well, we know that we're two games away there from hosting a trophy.
Hey, Dane, what is, like, does Coach Ramsey ever smile? I ask that because after you were on the show a couple of months ago, I had Coach Ramsey on the show, and I asked him what does he like to do for, like, fun and stuff like that, whatever, and he's just like, I really don't, you know. Just it seemed like it was soccer all the time with him. Does he ever have, like, any loose moments with you guys as the coach of a good team?
Yeah, I think he finds a good balance. I think he's definitely very analytical and kind of keeps that distance. But there's definitely been some times where you can kind of you know you can make a good joke when you get him smiling versus his coach is smiling. Yeah.
We're talking to Dane St. Clair of Minnesota United here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, so now help me out with this. Now, you know that I typically get to at least maybe like two or three games a year. I go to like two as a media member. Then there's a couple of games that I'm sitting really close to you guys and watching you right there at midfield, and I'm viewing from some really cool seats there. I got a chance to see you and dap it up with you when Messi and the crew came into town. What was the atmosphere in terms of for you, like, for that specific match? Because I was stoked. It was packed. You guys played outstanding, and just being on the field and going against one of the greats, what was that like?
Yeah, for my liking, there was probably a few too many pink in Barcelona and Argentina jerseys. But at the same time, I can understand it, especially as a kid. To be able to see one of the best players ever, arguably the best player ever, definitely in my mind is, and to be able to kind of play against him and compete, I think was something special. But the way that we approached it was the same way we approach every single game. Is we're at home, especially we're looking to win. And I think what made the moment so nice is that fact that we were able to take care of business. And we know that was a big game in terms of people coming to see Messi. But we hope that we were able to retain some of those fans and make them fans of our own, to be able to come and continue to see us and then want to support us with the way that we played in that match.
You know, you guys have done a phenomenal job just in the league and specifically in the West. When I look at all of these teams, because there's so many different teams that are part of MLS, the one thing that I've never asked anybody with the organization, and I'm going to ask you now on the radio, is who is, like, the biggest rival? Like, who do you actually hate? So, like, you know, everybody knows here in Minnesota, football-wise, you know, we don't like the Bears, but we hate the Packers. Like, is there one team that you look at and you're like, of all the teams that you got to put a check mark on the list of, we dislike them, is there any one specific organization?
Well, I think for us, it's a bit unfortunate because I think those are the games that are the best. And for a little bit of time, it was us in Kansas City. But we weren't able to win games there, to be honest. And they were calling it the nicest rivalry in sports, which I hated as a competitor. Because you want those physical, you know what I mean, rivalries where you see all tempers flare, and I think the passion of the game really comes out. And then St. Louis came in the league, so of course that automatically became a rivalry for them. Chicago's probably the closest city to us, but they're in the Eastern Conference, so that kind of creates it. So unfortunately, I don't think we have one true one. I think kind of one that's been a little bit has been Salt Lake. Of course, there was a little bit of an altercation last year during the regular season. Then we played them in the playoffs. We played them in preseason this year. So it kind of seems like one of those teams that you kind of play against and have had some important games against, but also some spirited games against because of the incident that happened as well.
Yeah, I'm glad that you mentioned that because, you know, Kansas City, I spent, you know, 5.5 years in Kansas City. That was actually the first place that I ever was a part of anything MLS related was covering Sporting KC and being at Children's Mercy Park and being a part of their All-Star game there back in, I want to say it was like 2013. So I'm well aware of how, you know, crazy the fans are there in Kansas City. It's a great, great soccer town, no question about it. I guess the final thing to ask you about is you guys got Seattle coming up here next week, and you've got Colorado this weekend. Just kind of talk about specifically the matchup against Colorado coming up this weekend at Allianz. Maybe what are some of the things that they bring to the table? Why is that going to be an interesting match for people to watch?
Yeah, I think for us it's about shifting the disappointment that we had with League's Cup and channeling that into the next game. We only have 9 regular season games left, so we know that this is kind of the crunch time of the season, and every point matters, especially with us kind of pushing towards this number one spot in the West. So we know how important this game is going to be, and they're playing tonight. So we know we'll have the advantage of an extra day's rest. I think they're interesting because they just sold their captain to Toronto, so they're going to be missing somebody. So I think you're going to have guys that are looking to kind of step up and prove to the coach that they can kind of fill that role. So it's going to be interesting. Of course, a Sunday game as well, which is not too common for us. So we know that we'll have a lot of eyes around the league paying attention to our game, which is something that I think is always nice. But we know it's going to be a difficult game. But at home especially, one thing we haven't done this year is lose back-to-back games, and we made a priority of that. And I think that'll be no different going into this game.
Well, man, I appreciate you always having some time for me, man. I appreciate your support throughout the years, and you know I got your back too. I'm going to try to get down there. Hopefully, if I can make it to the Seattle match in a couple of weeks, really in about a week and a half, to be honest with you. I definitely know that I'm going to be there as a fan for the Sporting KC match, but that's not until October. But I'll definitely see you in the next month, my man.
Thank you. I appreciate the support as always, and it was a pleasure coming on the show again.
Appreciate it. That's Dane St. Clair, face of Minnesota United Soccer. He's a stud, man. He is He's awesome. He's an all-star. He was the MLS All-Star Game MVP a couple of years ago when it was here. And he continues to be amazing on the pitch for Minnesota United. We'll take a break. We'll come back. It's time for Bite of the Night. We get to that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, so this Bite of the Night I'm going to be hearing for the first time. Typically, I'll select something for Bite of the Night. We kind of mix and match, me and CT. But Chris Tubbs, this is on you. I need you to set this one up for me because I'm not sure what we're dealing with here.
I don't know why this comment was made, full disclosure, but this is Stephen A. Smith, where he is discussing, there's this perception around the WNBA that Caitlin Clark is being picked on, you know, like she is being targeted.
That narrative is just, oh my gosh, it's gotten out of control.
So this is Stephen A. Smith, essentially saying that he feels like the current presidential administration is looking at getting involved at the amount of perceived bullying that Caitlin Clark is receiving from other WNBA players.
All of these things are things that has the eye of the administration. As you know, Molly, it ain't just sports that I'm doing. I'm doing a lot more than sports. I am not guessing on this. I didn't go on my show and just bring it up for no reason. I happen to know a few people who have said this is something that do not be surprised that President Trump speaks on eventually. And if that man decides that this is something that can feed his base, that can ingratiate himself with that kind of audience that is protective of a Caitlin Clark and what she stands for and what she represents, and they come to a conclusion that they believe she is being unfairly treated, that is going to be a problem for the WNBA. So I'm using...
Your sentiment essentially is that this could be worthy of an investigation, not that you're supporting one.
I'm not supporting
but
one.
But there's enough merit that they're...
They can say, they okay. can make the argument that there's enough merit. A senator has already looked into it. You have and members of the administration who have thought about it, from what I'm being told, and based on Trump's history with the NFL and him being an obvious sports fan, goes to events and stuff like that. He pays attention to this kind of stuff, and this is the kind of stuff that can feed that base. So I'm saying to the WNBA, because I support the WNBA, I want them to succeed. I want all of these ladies to get their money. I want them to have their success. I'm just warning them, watch it, because if he gets involved and that base gets involved, because somehow, some way, they embrace victimhood on a part of Caitlin Clark, it could be a problem. Be careful. And I'm talking to the officials. I'm talking to the WNBA. I'm talking to the players in the league. I am coming from a position of support. I don't want this to happen. But ignoring it, acting like it ain't happening. The Wall Street Journal writing about that when they did, you know, that was just a couple of weeks after those ladies wore those T-shirts. You know, there's a collective bargaining negotiation coming up, and then all of a sudden that story comes out. That's not a coincidence for me. Yeah. If it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it ain't a damn mongoose. You got to pay attention and watch the tea leaves and see what's going on here and see the kind of ripple effect.
I feel sorry for Caitlin Clark. I really do, because I am a Caitlin Clark fan. I am a Caitlin Clark fan. I feel sorry for her, because this whole victimhood thing, it hurts her. It really does. That entire conversation is actually embarrassing. Stephen A. Smith should be embarrassed that that is even a conversation. I'm not talking about like him bringing forth the conversation, because he's going to report and talk about like what people are talking about. But like the whole notion that one of the best players on planet Earth in basketball is a victim of the league that she plays in is preposterous. Like, it's dumb, and it's like, it really is so embarrassing. It really is. It is so embarrassing that I feel sorry for her. I really do, man. Like, she deserves better. And this is essentially Stephen A. Smith saying that Donald Trump is going to throw this to the MAGA base for them to get riled up in support of Caitlin Clark. See, part of it is MAGA Republicans identify with Caitlin Clark. They think that she, for some reason, they think because she played at Iowa, because she is a spectacular white basketball player, that she represents them. I don't know what her political affiliation is. I don't care. I love watching her play.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is that it puts her in a really bad spot. And it's really unfortunate.
They are making her more of the victim than she is.
Some of them turned on her when they found out that she was a big Swiftie. Remember that? When she was friends with Taylor Swift, they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it.
Yeah, I don't. What does he mean by saying feed the base? Because they already feed on feeling like they're the victim. The MAGA base is a victim. They play the victim card. People are out there to hurt us. You know why? Because Donald Trump plays the victim. Everything is always against Donald Trump.
I don't get it.
He's always so innocent in this. And to say that the president's going to get involved.
But why is he getting involved with Caitlin Clark? We want the Epstein files. We don't want you picking on Caitlin Clark and feeding that to your base. Give your base what they want. Your base wants to know what's up with the Epstein files. They don't care enough about all it is distractions, man. That's all it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all this is. This does not help her.
No,
it sucks.
And you know who I feel really bad for? Is Angel Reese. Because guess what? She's the opposite of Caitlin Clark. She's black.
Does she need protecting? I'm just saying, what athletes in America need protecting? Somebody help me with that. I don't get it.
With the way that Caitlin Clark fans are just anti-Angel Reese, you throw this to the base and the negative stereotypes that they have towards minorities, That is going to make Angel Reese, and I don't think I'm grasping at straws here.
This is dumb.
That makes Angel Reese more of a target.
All of this is just dumb. All of it's just dumb.
It's worth it. It's pointless.
And really, this is not something that Caitlin Clark is saying, hey, I need protection.
She didn't ask for it.
I need help. Like, she's dealing with a hamstring right now, like or groin. She's got a groin issue. Like, she's dealing with trying to get back healthy. She doesn't need the president of the United States invoking some sort of thing on her name. I'm like, I really do hate it.
Why do they feel like they need to step up on her behalf? She's a grown ass woman. She can fight for herself.
She's playing basketball. My gosh, man, do better, man, do better. All right, so coming up next, I want to talk about Minnesota Golden Gopher football, and we'll talk a little soccer too with Andy Greeter from the Pioneer Press. He joins us next. I love having Andy Greeter from the Pioneer Press on the show, and he joins us now on the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. The one thing that I didn't know about Andy, which I've learned over the course of the last month, outside of his love for sports, is, like, he loves some music, man. He's rocking out, going to concerts and stuff like that. Man, it's been one heck of a summer for you, Andy Greeter.
I was down at Hinterland, which is, you know, near Des Moines, and it was kind of for my wife's birthday, so we saw some Lana Del Rey and some Bleachers last Sunday night, and I get a phone call kind of between sets, and it's Henry Lake wanting to schedule a radio appearance, and I'm like, hey, you know, I'd love to join you, but I'm kind of in the middle of some concerts right now. So that's how you kind of found that out.
I wasn't trying to no. I knew before that. First off, I didn't know where you were at that time. I'm not trying to pull a Kendrick Lamar and kill your vibe. but I love your Instagram and you, like, you've had a good summer, man. You've visited a couple different spots. What's been your favorite thing that you've done this summer with the fam?
That was part of the same opportunity last weekend to go down to Iowa and visit some family. My grandma turned 90 this year, so my entire mom's side of my family got together for the first time since my grandpa passed 8 years ago. So it was great to be able to catch up with, you know, some of my nearest and dearest from my childhood. So that's got to be the number one.
That's awesome, man. Hey, real quickly, because I definitely wanted to talk majority of Minnesota Golden Gopher football with you, but we just had on Dane St. Clair, face of Minnesota United Soccer, the goalkeeper. And you're under the microscope, just so you know, because Eric Durkee is listening to the show. But hey, going into this season, I think that we talked early on, and there was some kind of question about what were the expectations for this team. At this specific point, would you say that from what maybe you thought that the team would be and how they were constructed, that they have maybe exceeded expectations to this point? Because at least in my opinion, and look, I'm not like a great soccer mind, but to me they've been a much better team. They've developed greater chemistry. There were some questions. They've lost some players. Remember, they had the holdout, or they had the trade, or who was a star player at the beginning of the year that they got out of here?
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Emmanuel Reynoso. Last summer.
Oh, yeah, was that last summer? Reynoso. Okay, all right.
Yeah, it was.
I felt like they had did they have an issue going into this year, though?
No, they were pretty much smooth sailing. But to answer your question, I think the fact that, you know, up until last night, and the fact that they were contending for what was, you know, four trophies, the kind of quadruple, if you will, kind of showed the fact that, you know, we've turned August and they're, you know, able to be competing for four different trophies, to be in four different types of competitions, you know, showed that, you know, given the fact that they are a low spending team, to be able to punch above their weight and be able to be contending now for three different types of trophies shows that, you know, they are a quality team and have quality pieces and quality coaching and quality ownership and for Eric Dierks, quality PR all in the mix.
Yeah, I feel like they've really done a good job, man. And maybe it's just because I'm not as in tune with the league like most diehards are, but I really do love their coach. I think that Eric Ramsey is just a phenomenal guy. You know, it's funny because he's always kind of like, you know, super. He doesn't smile a lot. He seems like he's always serious. And that was funny because I juggled with Dane. I was like, man, do you ever get a chance to maybe have him crack a smile or whatever? And he's like, yeah, every now and then, whatever. But I think that he's done a really good job in the short time that he's been here.
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, going into year two and the fact that, you know, they, like I said, are in the semifinals of the U.S. Open Cup, are within the top three in the Western Conference, are in a good spot when it comes to Supporter Shield and the overall standings of MLS. I think it goes to show his ability to be pragmatic with a team that doesn't have a ton of star power when it comes to attacking type talent. They've got some really good players, but there's nobody that's going to be on the marquee when it comes to MLS. And that he kind of builds it out from a defensive standpoint. And Dan St. Clair is really kind of the backbone and the kind of foundation of it. But they really have an identity. And I think that goes to a credit to Eric Ramsey and the pieces that they have, that they're able to be so successful being one of the lowest spending teams in the league.
Yeah, I love everything about, you know, the atmosphere at the matches, at the games. I was at the Messi match. That was spectacular, just the energy and everything about it. And to see, you know, Dane and get a chance to talk to him right there in the tunnel, that was, like, how would you rank that specific game in the atmosphere there versus not like playoff situations, because playoffs, we know how heightened it is for any playoff game in any league, but versus other matches in years past?
Yeah, I mean, I was on with Jason DeRusha on these airwaves around that time, and, you know, I would usually walk up to, and I told Jason at that time, you know, I would usually walk up to the stadium about 2 hours in advance, and it's usually me and some people that are working security or usher types, and for that match, it was people lining up around the stadium trying to get in 2 hours in advance. I think it just kind of showed the kind of magnitude of that match and kind of having it play out the way that it did, where there were a ton of goals. Minnesota was able to win big. Messi was able to score, so everybody that was in the building to see Messi and to see the greatness that is arguably the best player of all time, be able to come on and have his moment of magic and have Minnesota be able to win and beat one of the marquee teams in MLS. So it was kind of a perfect day.
What do you think are reasonable expectations moving forward? Like Is it right now, because of the season that they've had to this point, and we know that they are contenders in the West, is it legitimately like, okay, this team is in a small group of teams that potentially could win the Cup, or no?
I think they're on the cusp of that. I don't put them in the elite category, because I think we saw last night, we've seen over the course of the last couple of weeks, that there is a recipe to beat this team. If you're able to sit back and be defensive, Minnesota is going to have a difficult time breaking you down.
Yeah.
And there's an opportunity right now for this team with the summer transfer window to go out and make additions to address that specific need that they have. And they haven't done so up until this point. The window has been open for a couple of weeks. It's going to be open for a couple of weeks more. It sounds like they're trying to make inroads and bring in that type of player or players to fill in the needs that they have, the glaring needs that they have that I feel that are out there. And if they're able to do that and they're able to hit the ground running, which is asking a lot for a player that's likely going to be coming from outside of the league, outside of the country, it's going to be a daunting task. I think they're right on the cusp of it. I think they have an opportunity to continue to punch above their weight, but are they going to be able to make those additions in the summer to push them above and beyond and make themselves a true contender is going to be what I'm going to be watching over the next couple of weeks.
Talking to Andy Greeter from the Pioneer Press here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Speaking about, being ready, are you ready for Thursday, August 28th versus Buffalo? Are you ready for Golden Gopher football?
I'm working up towards it. It's one of those things where it kind of sneaks up on you. I think once the calendar flips to August, then it becomes football season. I was able to go to practice on Tuesday. I wasn't able to go Saturday because of my grandma's thing that I mentioned before. But kind of being around the team and seeing where the strengths are, where the weaknesses are, seeing some hitting, seeing some skill position players make some moves, make some actions, I think is always kind of invigorating for me. I love college football. I love the pageantry. I love the spectacle of it. I'm certainly on board with it. It's kind of an on-ramp for me as well, just because, like we've been talking about, I kind of been focused on other sports. I've done some Gopher basketball over the last couple of weeks as well. So I'm always kind of a hodgepodge. But, yeah, I'll certainly be up for it once that ball gets kicked off at Huntington Bank Stadium in, 2 weeks from today?
It'll be
right around the corner.
It's on the 28th, I think, is
three
the
weeks.
Game.
3 weeks from today.
Yeah, so I mean, people are getting ready to rock and roll 3 weeks from today. Listen, I'll tell you this, Andy. Look, because I love football, right? I love the National Football League. I love watching college football, whatever. Yes, I'm a fan of the Gophers. Gophers will let us down at times, and they'll also, kind of really, give us a surprise, right? A surprise win, an upset victory from time to time, too. But there's something different about my, I guess, interest in this team this year as opposed to maybe the last 3 or 4 years. You know what that is?
Does it have to deal with a certain safety for Mesko, Minnesota?
Oh, yes! Yes, sir! Man, Coy Parrish he's the bomb. Like, he's phenomenal. You're talking about his athleticism, his skill level. Like, he is, and we use this, and I think at times we use it loosely, but I don't think it's using it loosely here. We talk about him, I am him. Or this guy's one of one. I do believe that with him. He's special.
Absolutely. I think there's been, I'll just kind of tap the brakes a little bit for a second. There's been a number of comparisons to Travis Hunter that have been thrown out. Because, just listen, because he's going to be playing some offense. And I think it's kind of a knee-jerk reaction, given recency bias, to try to compare him to what I think is a generational type player. And we've seen quite a bit of that. I think Coy has shown himself to be a tremendous type talent. But I think it's important to realize that he's a sophomore and he's going to be trying to play some offense. And we'll see what that's going to be. I think that kind of adds to the intrigue that I think you probably have over what Coy can be this year. But I think it's more important to just kind of see what happens with him, because he's been kind of a revelation whenever he gets the ball in his hands or when he steals the ball from another team like he did at the end of the USC game. So I think he's brought a lot of joy and a lot of opportunity for Minnesota, and I think we just kind of need to let it play out and not compare him to a generational Heisman Trophy type winner that I've seen a lot over the last couple of weeks.
Who's going to be who is when we talk about the quarterback play this year, what does that look like for Gopher fans? Like, give me what we think the position is going to be in terms of like how good the quarterback could be.
Yeah, so it's going to be Drake Lindsey, who's a redshirt freshman quarterback who had some mop up duty and kind of some blowout games filling in for Max Brosmer last year, but he is a highly thought of quarterback from Fayetteville, Arkansas, kind of the backyard of the Arkansas Razorbacks, and we're going to be able to see what he can be. I think they like what he provides as far as strong-armed, big pocket-type quarterback who is able to process, who has a lot of confidence, who understands the system, has been in it for a while, has learned under a quality quarterback in Max Brosmer, who is now with the Vikings. But there's obviously the unknowns of what it's going to be like in his first real action at the level of Big Ten football. So they're really high on him. They think he has a tremendous upside. But that's obviously going to come with a learning curve, right? Because not everybody can come in and be, you know, Joe Montana in the first time that they touch the football. So I think we're going to be able to kind of wait and see what that's going to be like. Is PJ Fleck going to be able to trust him if there are some moments where he does, say, turn the ball over once or twice? Is PJ going to have the confidence to stick with him in game to try to go back to his arm and try to win the game? Or is he going to revert back to what he did with Ethan Calliope-Manis a couple of years ago and just pound the ball on the ground and kind of win a different way? I think it'll be a interesting kind of give and take to kind of go through the learning process, go through those teething moments, and be able to ride through a quarterback who they really believe in, but obviously isn't going to be the finished product when he steps on the field against Buffalo in 3 weeks.
What do you think, real quickly, what do you think, you know, we all look at schedules and we try to, you know, predict win-loss, whatever. What do you think this type of season is in front of the Minnesota Golden Gophers? How good do you think that they could be?
Yeah, so I think, you know, the Vegas odds makers have pegged it probably 6.5 wins.
Yep.
That's very much where they were picked to finish last year. They exceeded that a year ago. I think they'll do so again here this year. They've got some really difficult road games. They go to Autzen Stadium, play the Oregon Ducks. They go to the Horseshoe to play the defending national champion Ohio State Buckeyes. But I think there's a lot of opportunities elsewhere in the schedule. You know, they go and play Cal. The Golden Bears are not a top team in the you know, Pac-2 or the ACC or wherever the heck they are these days. But I think there's a lot of opportunities in the schedule. Obviously, there's going to be rivalry games against Iowa and Wisconsin. Iowa is going to be a difficult one at Iowa City, but they've had the Badgers number over the recent couple of years here. I think 3 of the last 4 they've won. So I think it's an opportunity to find a way to get 8, 9, maybe even 10 wins. If the quarterback plays well, if they're able to shore up things along both of the lines, they've had some injury issues up front on both sides. And obviously when it comes to Golden Gopher football, it's like you said, there's going to be letdowns. There's going to be some surprises. Are they going to be able to turn a, you know, 500 record in one possession games into 6-2? Record in one position games, and are they able to stay healthy? They're not always the deepest team, so if they can stay healthy and find a way to win more one possession games and get quality quarterback play, this could be a great year. If the adverse is true, then it could be a difficult year. So it's kind of right on the right on the knife's edge, if you will.
Hey, Andy, always a pleasure to have you on the show, my man.
Appreciate it.
All right, that's Andy Greer. Check out his fine work for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We're up against the clock. Final segment of Hour 2. All right, thanks again to Andy Greeter for joining us here on the show. Gopher football. I feel like every single year I sit here and I have no idea what to expect. I kind of hate that, though. Like, that's the part that I hate. And we'll get into this maybe tomorrow at Inbound, but I do hate that feeling because Alabama football, they have expectations. Ohio State football, they have expectations. And I'm not saying you got to be a top-notch, you know, program, but I'd like to have expectations. I don't want to be guessing. 6.5? I guess. I guess if Vegas has a number, they have expectations, right? Jeff Hayden, former member of the Minnesota Senate, he joins us in studio next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.